Happy 4th of July! Da, da.
Yes, indeed. Happy Independence Day. So today, my friends, is in America a very special holiday. It's called Independence Day, or we call it the 4th of July, and it happens to take place on the 4th of July. Today's story is called Independence Cake. It was written by Deborah Hopkinson and Giselle Porter, and it is inspired by Amelia Simmons, whose true history is unfortunately unknown. But let's read about it, shall we? Today's story is read by Mommy and
Chicken Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I love that.
Listen to what I say.
Okay.
Chicken Chick-fil-A.
I like it. Well, you know, it's important to know what kind of foods you like. Speaking of foods, let's read about this one. Ready? Let us imagine Amelia Simmons' father was a soldier, lost in the war for independence. Soon, his poor widow would follow, succumbing to smallpox and leaving our poor girl alone in the world. The leading ladies in the town asked, "What shall we do with Amelia?" The answer was clear to all. She must go to Mrs. Bean. Amelia would become a bound girl, taken in by a family to help with chores, so the town would be spared the cost of keeping her. See, someone has to buy your clothes, and someone has to buy your food, and you have any toys or books or things of that nature that you would like to have, someone has to buy them for you. But if your mother and your father are no longer alive and you are an orphan, you have to have someone who will take care of you, right? Well, Mrs. Bean needed help. She had 6 strapping sons and no daughter of her own. Definitely a recipe for a domestic disaster in 1789.
"Hello, Mrs. Bean,"
Amelia called into the kitchen when she arrived, and then she spied a hand waving weakly under stacks of shirts and piles of plates and mountains of mending.
"Don't despair, Mrs. Bean. I'm here."
"And how many little boys do you see? Can you count them?" "There are 6 little boys." Amelia was as strong and young as the new nation itself, and from that day on, she cleaned clothes and scrubbed pots and picked apples and fed the chickens and gathered the eggs, and she learned to spin and knit and sew and quilt and weave and hoe, which is what you do in a garden to get rid of weeds and such. And each evening, Amelia brought Mrs. Bean a cup of tea and a thick slice of honey cake. And Mrs. Bean sighed with contentment, resting her feet for what seemed like the first time in years. "Thank you, my dear," she said. "You've brightened our lives like a star on the flag." "Amelia," said Mrs. Bean one day, "you've always done everything I've asked, and have even learned to read by helping little Billy with his letters. Is there any service I can do for you?" Amelia had a ready answer.
"Well, all your cookbooks are from England, but we are independent now. I want to learn good, plain American cookery and share recipes with my fellow citizens."
"Chores? And cooking, too?" Well, for Mrs. Bean, that was the icing on the cake. And soon Amelia was up to her elbows in flour, and she learned to boil and broil and bake and braise tarts, creams, and custards. She took charge like General Washington himself. First, Amelia learned to cook the best English dishes. She turned out rice puddings and bread puddings and lemon and plum and quince puddings, and she preserved peaches and pickled cucumbers and made marvelous marmalades. Sounds like she's quite the chef. don't you think? Then, once she'd mastered the old favorites, Amelia came up with new recipes using American ingredients. There was winter squash pudding, perfect on an autumn day, and she used cornmeal to make scrumptious flapjacks with maple syrup. The Bean Boys demolished stacks of them. Just like her times, Amelia was revolutionary. She invented a new way of baking using potash to help her cakes rise. And what delicious cakes they were. Whenever she went to town, Mrs. Bean bragged about Amelia, boasting of her cakes and how the Bean Boys loved them. And so it's no surprise that one fine morning, a delegation of the leading town ladies arrived, and Amelia served biscuits, tea biscuits, with strawberry preserves. For a long time, there was only chewing and smiling.
Long live George Washington! Long live George Washington! Long live George Washington!
Then the first lady cleared her throat. As you know, our nation has just elected General Washington, our first president.
Long live George Washington!
Everyone bellowed. That's the kids. You see, there's all these little boys. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Everyone, that is, except for the Bean Boys, who had sneaked in for biscuits and their mouths were full. So they couldn't do any of that. It was just the ladies. Okay.
The only person who wasn't doing it was this guy.
Yeah, then there's the one kid who was just reading a book. Good for that kid. Our new president will soon be inaugurated in New York City, she went on. To mark this momentous occasion, people from all over are sending gifts to be displayed in Federal Hall. Now, the first town lady stopped to lick her finger, and so the second town lady put in, Amelia, we'd be so proud if you would agree to bake a cake in his honor. Amelia clapped her hands.
I know just the thing, an independence cake. Though to feed all those guests, we'll need more than one.
So Amelia got busy. She used, among other things, 20 pounds of flour, 15 of sugar, and 10 of butter, 4 dozen eggs, beaten well, of course, 1 quart of brandy, spices, currants, and raisins, and lots of yeast to be sure the cakes would rise on this auspicious occasion. That means that this is a very important, significant day when big things are happening. Amelia's independence cakes were baked to perfection. Together, then, with the boys, she frosted them with sugar and dressed them in gold leaf until they shone like her hopes for the land she loved.
How many do we have?
Our plucky patriot asked when they were done.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13,
said little Billy Bean.
1 for each colony. Let's name them together, boys, she said. In alphabetical order, if you please. Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, and of course, Virginia.
Mr. Bean hitched up the horses and everyone piled in with all the cakes. And then off they went, unfurling flags and singing songs, and the leading town ladies and the leading town men followed the patriotic procession all the way to Federal Hall. And there, Amelia Simmons, soon to be authoress of American Cookery, the first American cookbook, presented a slice of independence cake to George Washington, the first American president, and he proclaimed it delicious. And my friends, did you know that Amelia Simmons was indeed a real person? But just as the story says, very little is known about her. We know that she had a cookbook called American Cookery, and it was published in 1796. That's over 200 years ago. It's more than that, in fact. She was more than 300 years ago. She was the first cookbook written by an American. And she identifies herself as an American orphan. Can you imagine? Well, it's all, I mean, this is a fascinating thing that a girl who was an orphan would make a whole life for herself. And anybody can do that. That's what America is all about. That's why we celebrate our independence. It's because you can start with really next to nothing. Mm-hmm. And you can become a person of great importance so that 250 years later, people are reading about you. What do you think about that? Yeah. Pretty cool, huh? Years later, you're still important. And that, my friends, is the end.